Hello, welcome to the Farcom Podcast. Today we'll be recapping the NSU-UIW football game. Do want to thank you for listening to each and every episode. It is very much appreciated. As always, if you want to contact me, the best way to do so is on Twitter at Farcom Podcast. Also, please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It'll be downloaded automatically to your phone whenever I release a new episode. You know, the game against UIW didn't go the way anybody wanted, and after the game, I was pretty down, and I think a lot of people were pretty down about it, the team especially. Not to say they didn't use any kind of heart, but I figured, you know, with such a down moment, it would be great to have something positive. So, for the first time ever in the history of this podcast, I am going to bring on a guest, and my guest is none other than my two-year-old daughter, Aurora, who is simply awesome. She is a big Demon fan. And I want to get her thoughts on the game. And, well, frankly, she just wanted to say, go Demons. So, Aurora, if you are ready, would you mind telling the great people out there listening what you think about NSU?
Go Demons.
Thank you, Aurora. And I do believe in those two brief seconds my two-year-old daughter has proven to be better at podcasting than I have after 21 episodes. Hope that did put a smile on your face. In reality, I was recording this episode. She walked in on the middle of it, which caused me to have to pause the recording. While she was in there, I said, you know what? Why not just let her give a little soundbite? I asked her to say, go Demons, and she responded in kind. And it just puts a smile on my face, and I hope it puts one on yours too. You know, at the end of the day, whether you're a coach or an athlete or just a Demon fan, you know, there are things more important, and family being one of them. So if you're a Demon fan listening out there, just please go take the time to tell a family member you love them, or, you know, just find little moments like that that make you smile, and it just makes the world a better place. On to the game against UIW. You know, just really started off on the wrong foot. They hit a long pass early on, you know, first play from scrimmage. And you watched the play. We had a chance to go for a pick, you know, rolled the dice, didn't pay off. They hit a long, you know, bomb on us to start the game. And then a play later, they're in the end zone. So, you know, 36 seconds into the game, they're up 7-0. We can't convert, you know, our next drive. They come right back, and 5 minutes in the game, it's 14-0 UIW. Demons never really threatened in the game. There was never a point in the game where you really felt the Demons were on the verge of a comeback. Just really not the result we would have wanted, you know, being a home opener, a conference opener, and playing at home. You hope to come out quick, you know, you hope to get the crowd into it, and the way it started, it just took the crowd out of the game, and that was pretty much it. Unfortunately, watching that game, it's kind of just a snapshot of what's happened with the Demon football program in the last 16 years, where we get behind the eight ball really quickly, can't recover, have chances to get back in the game, and whether penalty or turnovers, self-inflicted wounds just keep biting the Demons over and over again. And it's really frustrating. In this game, Demons had two fumbles inside the 10. You take that away and the Demons win 41-38. You know, if we can convert those into touchdowns, and the game's totally different. But unfortunately, that has been a very problematic area for the Demons. And what are the answers? I really don't know. You know, I think we have good coaches here. I think the talent on the team is there. I was very high on this team before the season. And even now, I'm not totally down on them, but it's definitely frustrating. And unfortunate reality is we were picked to come out second to last in conference, something I disagreed with. But, you know, it's proven correct. Right now, we're playing like one of the bottom two teams in conference. And coming up, you know, this coming weekend, we're going to be traveling Houston Baptist, who, to be fair, is not a very good football team. And to also be fair, I'm sure Houston Baptist fans are looking at us and saying, that's not a good football team. You know what? Neither are wrong answers. We are winless. The three teams we've played that would be considered solid teams have beaten us pretty handily. We were not in the game against North Texas. The game was not in doubt against UT Martin, and the game was never in doubt against UIW. We played Alcorn, who, to be fair, would not fare well against the top half of the FCS, and we lost to them in a game that we probably should have won. At the end of the day right now, we're simply not a very good football team, and that doesn't mean I don't think we can't be one. It doesn't mean that I think we're not showing heart. I think the players are showing heart out there. Look at, the hustle we were giving and the fact that the team never gave up, and that makes me proud of them, and I think they're definitely representing Northwestern with class. You don't hear any real bad stories about this demon football program, on and off the field. So there are positives within a program, but unfortunately in college athletics, it is a very results-driven business. And right now, you can't argue with it. We're 0-4. Those are bad results, and no other ways about it. However, I don't think the sky is falling, and I'll get to that in a second. Before I do get to that, a quick word from our sponsor. Going back and rewatching that game against UIW, it made it even more frustrating than watching it live. And I know talking to various Demon fans, and we were just wondering what has to happen to get over that hump. And I think the worst thing about it is when you go and break down the stats, the Demons actually played pretty well, except for the obvious self-inflicted wounds. And UIW, before I get these stats, you read people who follow FCS football, whether social media accounts, podcasts, different journalists, a lot of them right now are saying UIW is probably a playoff team if they continue playing the way they have. Originally, they were picking Southeastern and Nichols. Now they're picking Southeastern and UIW. And watching Southeastern play, I think UIW has a chance to defeat them. I think UIW could defeat Nichols. And that's not saying they will, but they're talented enough where they're a definite conference contender. And going in, looking at the game, first-wise, rushing-wise, we actually outgained them on the ground. We hit 36 carries for 182. They had 30 for 169. Both are good numbers from both teams, but again, shows we're there. Passing-wise, and this is what really shocked me, they were 25 of 37 with 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, 348 yards. Caleb Fletcher, who played great, was 36 of 49, 319 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Caleb Fletcher played awesome. You could criticize a lot of things, but you look at those two stats, 36 rushes, 182, 36 final passes for 319, 2 touchdowns, 501 yards of offense. Those are good numbers. Those are really good numbers. They had 517 yards of offense. Not a good number if you're our defense, but both offenses did their job. The difference is they put the ball in the end zone. At the end of the day, we fumbled twice inside the 10, and that's it. Had we not fumbled the ball, this podcast probably has an entirely different tone. They had 2 fumbles, 1 loss. We had 3 fumbles with 2 loss. Can't have those turnovers. We actually, in the turnover department, did better than them. They had 3 turnovers. We had 2. Unfortunately, our 2 turnovers were inside the 10-yard line, and that is very problematic, and that just can't happen. Individual-wise, though, there were some really good individual performances. Scooter Adams, 13 rushes for 81 yards. He unfortunately did leave injured along with Arby Scott, and definitely concerning. And on Wednesday on the preview episode for the Houston Baptist game, hopefully we'll have a little more information about their injury status. Hopefully it's nothing serious and they'll be able to return. So, thoughts and prayers out to them. Receiving-wise, Jake Griffin, 3 receptions, 72 yards and a touchdown. Great, great job for him. Obviously the best game I think so far he's had all year. Kendrick Price, 5 for 61, and I really like him stepping up. And then Gavin Landry, 7 for 39. And Gavin didn't have the yardage wise, but did a great job getting open and getting in seams and just making some amazing catches. And he was actually absolutely leveled late in the game and just popped right up. And if there's any Demon athlete more than Gavin Landry, I haven't seen it. The player of the game for me, though, for the Demons overall is P.J. Harrington. His stats were absolutely phenomenal. And unfortunately, when you are a winless team, you don't get the credit you deserve. And P.J. Harrington deserves, honestly, potential National Player of the Week honors. He had 8 tackles, 1.5 for a loss, a forced fumble, 1.5 sacks, and 2 interceptions. P.J. Harrington, holy moly. Like, that is awesome stats. That is, you don't see stats like that every day. That is elite level, and he played in an elite level. You know, unfortunately, you know, I said the reason we're having this tone in this podcast is the turnovers and self-inflicted wounds. End of the day, you look at this, we're there with them. That's a very good football team, and we played them neck to neck, except for the self-inflicted wounds. You look against North Texas, early on, chances to set the tone, and we fumble. You versus Tennessee Martin, self-inflicted wounds. Alcorn State, self-inflicted wounds. It's a reoccurring theme, and it's one that has to stop. And the sad reality of the situation is right now we are 0-4. And barring a miraculous turnaround, we're about to have our 17th straight non-winning season. And I was kind of thinking of that. And I was talking to my father, who coached for a long time, 30-plus years. And something he told me, he's coached some very good football teams. He's also coached some very bad football teams. And something he told me, he said, whenever you have a program that's not used to winning, and a program that has suffered as much losing seasons in a row that Northwestern suffered, what ends up happening, instead of playing to win, you play not to lose, and you start to overthink things. You start to try and be too careful, and by doing that, you actually cause yourself to have more turnovers and more mistakes. And he said the reason why is you're not playing relaxed. You're playing tense and tight, and that leads to those types of mistakes. So I do wonder if it is a thing where, are the Demons so conscientious of the uphill climb that we have and so anxious to turn around the program that they're overthinking? So my hope is going forward, maybe the Demons will play relaxed. You know, just be themselves. Don't put pressure on themselves. Look, nothing to lose. Go out there and just play your game. You know, end of the day right now, we're a winless team that was picked to come out second to last in conference. Look, man, you got nothing to lose at this point. Just go out there, play free, and you know, hopefully against Houston Baptist, they could turn it around. And that would be really, you know, good to see. Just a turnaround there, and you know, we can win that game and then get a couple more wins, you know, and get an upset over Southeastern Nichols, and all of a sudden you're back in the conference title hunt. And hey, look, I have no problem running a table and having a date with Eastern Washington in the playoffs. You know, it'd be a kind of a repeat of 1997, and I'm perfectly okay with that. You know, I think we still have a ton of talent on this team. We have to put it together. You know, whether it's offenses problems, penalties, turnovers, they got to figure it out. And if we can't figure it out, then at the end of the season, there's going to be some very tough decisions that'll be having to be made by the leadership, not only in the football team, but in the athletic department. And I don't think anybody wants that. So let's right the ship. You know, you look at the stats, we're close. And as bad as we may feel, as bad as the team probably feels about this game, you know, end of the day, we're close. We have talent. Just, you know, we got to put it together, and eventually, you know, it's going to happen. In other Southland Conference action this weekend, there were 2 games. First one was Southeastern 38-35 over McNeese. Southeastern up 24-7 at one point. McNeese fought back and, you know, made a hellacious effort at the end, just fell up a bit short. And I tell you what, McNeese really impressed me. I thought they were going to get absolutely waxed in this game. They gave Southeastern all they can handle. And if McNeese can find their mojo, that's going to be a really tough team later on in the year. Nichols absolutely bombed Houston Baptist 48-17. Lindsey Scott, once again, just phenomenal athlete for Nichols. He had passing-wise 13 of 20 for 183 and a touchdown. Rushing-wise, 16 carries for 143 and two touchdowns. He is what makes Nichols so dangerous, because when you have a quarterback that can not only pass the ball well, but can run as good as any running back in the conference, that is just a deadly combination. And right now, he has Nichols firing on all cylinders. So no surprises with the winners of the game. I think the only surprise I had in that was that McNeese kept it so close with Southeastern. So very interesting to watch on that one. Coming up next week, there'll be two conference games. The big one, Southeastern at Nichols. That is a battle for first place in the conference. And, of course, by default, UIW will jump ahead of whoever loses that game. The other game is Northwestern will be traveling to Houston Baptist at 6. Both of those will be on ESPN Plus and ESPN 3. So I would definitely recommend watching both of those games, as they're both very important. A positive for the Demons, you know, is right now, even when being winless with one loss, we're still very much in contention for the conference title, as we still control our own destiny. Granted, that's far away right now and not worth thinking about, as we have the issues we need to fix. Hopefully this weekend we'll have a good result against Houston Baptist. Coming up on the Wednesday episode of this podcast, I will be previewing that game against Houston Baptist, breaking it down as best I can, talk about the other Demon sports, and kind of looking a little bit more in the Southland Conference. I do thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the cameo by my daughter. It definitely put a smile on my face. Have a great week. I'll see you on Wednesday. Stay safe, and as always, Farcom Demons.